With your permission, this is Shmuel Bet.
What would you do if we all said you don't have
a bus? I wouldn't stop. With your permission, this is chapter 17. Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud-Zayin. I'm not sure on the page.
It's 765.
765. Yes, you can. 765.
765.
With your permission, we are in the middle of the story that Absalom is going to try to kill David HaMelech. By the way, Absalom, the Gemara says in one version, Enu Chelek HaOlam Haba. And Tosfot says, I mentioned in the past, that the person should not name his son Absalom. Tosfot in the text of God says, somebody's name was Absalom, Tosfot says, no, it's Abishalom. Absalom was a Rasha Marusha, and according to some Chachamim, is no Olam Haba. Even though the Gemara says in one version, that the Melech was praying for him to get him out of Gehenom, so Chachamim said, no, he has no Olam Haba. He's trying to kill his father. He's trying to make a cure to rebel. Lakachat ha-melucha me'aba shelo. This is unheard in the history. Chapter 17, this is the continuation. David HaMelech is already running away from Yerushalayim, barach from Yerushalayim, and Avshalom by Yerushalayim. Avshalom is taking over Yerushalayim. And they're making a plan now, making it osim tochnit, how to overcome and how to kill David HaMelech. That's going to be the end of David HaMelech.
They think, right.
It's very close. In the meantime, one of David's advisors, or maybe the most important advisor, Ayresha David HaMelech Achitofel, joined Absalom, and he is with Absalom. And this is the last pasuk of chapter 16. If you go back one pasuk, it says, "Va'atat Achitofel asher yad v'im ha'im, kasher shal ish b'dvar ha'elokim, kem kol atat Achitofel gam levi gam le'Avshalom." You know, whatever Achitofel said is like somebody is going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Orim Metumim. If you shall Orim Metumim, it's a coin malasot. Achitofel, every time somebody asks Achitofel in advice, and then they would ask the Kohen HaGadol in the Orim Metumim malasot, all the time was exactly the same. So again, now Achitofel joined Achitofel Allah Yechad Imam Shalom, and he's going to tell Avshalom how to overcome David HaMelech. By the way, David
HaMelech... He was so smart, why didn't he know that he was on the wrong side? That's a good question.
But he did not feel sure. Yeah. There is something very important over here. There's a trick here in this chapter. Big trick.
Big trick.
You're here. Very big trick. But the Gemara, for example, in Masechet Avodah Zarah says like this. At least we have to know this statement from the Gemara in order for us to understand our life. The Gemara asks a question on the statement the Gemara says that when Am Yisrael accepted the Torah, it means nobody, the Gemara said, should have died anymore. It means the meaning that we said Naaseh v'Nishma, the Gemara said the dirt that we had from Adam HaRishon, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him. Shafar ata ve'lafar tashuv, alichruch hazeh yarad. Bueno, nobody is going to die anymore. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that immediately after Aseret HaDibrot, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim. And he went to Shamayim, he was learning in Shamayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 40 days to 49, Zamad 40 Yom Yom Lala. So the Gemara, what did he learn? Ba'u Lamad. And then he learned whatever he had today, all the Torah he learned. He learned the whole Torah, all the halachot, everything. So the Gemara, what did he learn? And he learned Yibum. Yibum. Parashat Yibum. What's Parashat Yibum? If somebody dies, with our children, his brother should marry his former wife. אחד שמביא ילדים, אח שלו ייבם את אשתו. אז זה גמר, excuse me, he just told me nobody's going to die anymore. What Moshe is doing upstairs? אז זה גמר question. What Moshe is doing upstairs? מה עושה משהו ללכת ומשלם איבוב? אין איבוב, לא יהיה יותר. Says the Gemara, a lot of things are conditional in the Torah. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes something and it's supposed to be like this and hopefully it's going to be like this but has some conditions. And if you'll be good boys, it's going to be this way. If you're not going to be good boys, it's going to be the golden calf. It's going to be boom. The brother will die because he did the golden calf. So even though it's not before the golden calf, the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu has like two ways in the Torah. The Torah itself was given to us on a condition. If you're going to be good, it's not going to be boom. Nobody's going to die. But if you're not going to be good, the brother will die. And his brother is going to have to marry his ex-wife. So again, when we learn this, it's not something, a puzzle that already must be this way. No. You're going to hear soon that over here, that David HaMelech was in the hair. It's almost going to die. Almost going to die. It wasn't a joke. But the way the Navi is going to tell us, that it has to do with Achitophel, that if they would accept Achitophel's advice, if Avshalom, if Avshalom would have listened to Achitophel, then David HaMelech would be dead. Lo yaga David HaMelech. Lo yaga David HaMelech, so you're going to see why he's not going to be dead David HaMelech. It's not what we think, but it's going to be something David HaMelech will not be around. And David HaMelech, Chas Shalom, would have been destroyed. We don't know what would happen. We don't know what would happen. How would HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have continued David HaMelech's heritage? Or who is going to take over after him? We don't know. If Absalom would have been, Absalom would have been killed. The Gemara says, that Achitophel was very, very smart. And the whole thing what we're learning now is a trick. What is the trick? Says the Gemara, Achitophel was a very, very, if we may say, I wouldn't say the word tzaddik, but he would had a very, very high neshama. Very high neshama. And his name is Achitophel, means he knows he's the brother of something that comes from Shamayim. And Achitophel one day saw fire coming from his body. He saw a real fire coming from his body. When he saw fire coming from his body, when he saw the fire came from his body, he said, I'm supposed to be the king of Israel. Says the Gemara, he wasn't far away. But it's not him. He taught it him. He taught it to him, and the whole plan over here, says the Gemara says, that he wants to be the king. He's going to be the king. He almost became the king. But the plan is like this. They are against David HaMelech. Soon we're going to see why they're against David HaMelech. They're against David HaMelech. He is going to convince Absalom to do bad things. Absalom is going to kill the father. He's a murderer. Rotzeach. Achitophel is going to take him to Beit HaSanhedrin HaGdolim. And he's going to try him. He's going to kill him. He's going to kill Absalom right after David HaMelech. And Absalom is going to be the new king. Again, it's based. But Achitophel saw fire, a real fire came from his body. The two people saw fire came from the body. One was Achitophel, the second one was Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat. Nevat was the same thing. Both had the same mistake. Achitophel is not going to be the king. Who is going to be the king? Shlomo. Shlomo is the grandson of Achitophel. Achitophel's grandson, Nechdash of Achitophel, is Bat Sheva. That's really the whole secret. That's the whole secret. בבקשה לא לגנוב את ההצגה. אחיתופל. שם, be quiet. Trying to win the whole lecture. Letting all your job. He's winning the whole show. Can you imagine? You watch something and somebody says it at the end of it. So אחיתופל. Achitophel, again, was a very, very high neshama, so fire came from his body. He thought he is going to be the king. He wasn't wrong totally. He was semi-wrong. Chatzi ta'ut. The truth is, you saw fire from Kashyap from your body, but it means you grandson, Shlomo. Again, Bathsheba bat Eliam bat Achitophel. Achitophel had the son Eliam, and Bathsheba was his daughter. And David HaMelech married his daughter, and then Shlomo HaMelech is going to come. Since Achitophel, since he saw Yeshua Eshet Tema Gup Shem, he saw the fire coming from his body, he thinks he is the right one, and not David HaMelech. And he's right in a way, it's too early to say. He's not dead. It's too early to say. Again, only the Rabbi is going to paint and describe the personality of Achitophel, that he, whatever he said was true. And everybody asked him a several questions. Then he went to ask the Kohen HaGadol with Urim v'Tumim. All the time Achitophel's advice was exactly like Urim v'Tumim. The biggest, like we say, the biggest tzaddik that can answer was nobody like him. Again, the whole reason why he is coming now is because that he feels that he's going to be the king, he's going to be the right king, and he has a reason to think for that, as I said before, and he is capable, and he is the best. He is the best. It, only one problem he has.
Is the same king of Potiphar, who is Yosef.
I'm sorry?
Is the same king of Potiphar, who is Yosef.
What do you mean?
Because Potiphar, he thought that...
Oh, that one. Yeah, I mean, that's Potiphar you mean. He is not planning, he didn't do it, he was innocent, Achitophel. Achitophel just joined Avshalom, and Avshalom decided to rebel against David HaMelech. He did not tell Avshalom to go do anything bad. He was always a passive person, passive, getting insulted very quickly, because he was the biggest Chacham. Nevertheless, David did not appoint him to be a judge in the court David HaMelech appointed. So he was upset at David HaMelech. He was upset at David HaMelech for other reasons as well, if you all remember the story, with Bathsheba. That's the kind of revenge. He really feels that David HaMelech is the wrong person to be the king, since his granddaughter is Bathsheba, and his daughter was Bathsheba. David HaMelech chatef ota, David HaMelech did something wrong to Bathsheba, and the way it says in the Tanakh, everybody knew that David HaMelech made a big scene, it was known all over. Yoav, by the way, that he was the chief of staff, showed everybody a piece of paper. David HaMelech sent a piece of paper, David HaMelech shalach hatichan yar to Yoav, and in the paper was written, put Uriah in the front, that him to Uriah yashar batan chani mikadima. She avoided him. They let him kill. And Yoav went and showed this piece of paper to everybody. And I was like, ah, look. David HaMelech is killing Uriah. When he's going to marry Bathsheba. This is our king. Riot started on the street. And this is Achitophel's granddaughter. It's an Echdash of Achitophel, Bathsheba. But he's going to have a son of his son, the son of his son, David HaMelech, the one who killed Uriah, he killed Uriah, he doesn't want him. So he's right in this concept. There's one problem with him, with Achitophel. But the idea behind Achitophel is right. But we'll get to it deeply later, what it means. But first, the Navi tells us that Achitophel is very, very smart. And not only smart, whatever he tells you is like from Hashem directly. And now he's going to join Avshalom against David HaMelech. And again, he's joining Avshalom against David HaMelech, not because he thinks Avshalom is the right person. He definitely knows Avshalom is the wrong person. Because if a son goes against his father, and he wants to rebel and he wants to kill his father, that's the wrong person. But he said, let him do the job for me. Let him kill David HaMelech. Ah, so fire coming from my body, I'm going to be the new king. But I have to wait. Because, says David, I'm going to do anything. David is going to be killed. They're going to take his son. I'm going to bring him to Sanhedrin. I said, he killed his father. What reason do you have to kill your father? There's no reason. Kill Avshalom. And he's, of course, he's the smartest man in Eretz Israel today. And he saw the fire coming from his body. He's the candidate. And for sure, he wouldn't become the king. This is his plan, and he is right in his plan. He's right. Something is going to happen, and then the whole thing will change. But the concept, what goes behind it, that's what goes behind it. So with your permission, chapter 17, sentence 1, this is after Achitophel joined Avshalom's forces. And by the way, David HaMelech already prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, in the chapter before, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please just make sure that somebody should accept Achitophel's advice. In your permission, chapter 17, Perek Yizayim, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Achitophel al Avshalom, Ebcharan, Achitophel, since he joined Avshalom, he tells him, Ebcharan ha-12,000 ish, v'akum ha-vedafah, achir ha-vedam al-alah. said, let me right now go, I'm going to dress 12,000 people, I'm going to chase David HaMelech right now. I'm going to catch him right away now that he's very tired and he has no strength. I'm going to scare him the nuts. I'm going to scare everybody so much that all going to run away. We have joined David HaMelech. I'm going to kill David by myself. He's going to kill him. I'm going to bring the whole nation back to you. Aish or Shira Tamakesh Kolam Yer Shalom. Says, now everybody's going to come back safe. And the person that you're looking for, we're going to get rid of him. And then it's going to be quiet. Everything will come back to quiet. And it's going to be the end of the whole war. Aishah Adavah B'nei Abshalom B'nei Kolos Yisrael. Everybody accepted immediately the advice of Achitofel. Even though that he's saying that he is going to do it. But the Midrash says, no, he's not going to do it. He's going to be in the back. He's going to send people to do it, and then he's going to blame Avshalom for sending the people, he's going to kill Avshalom. So that was a good advice, and of course, the Navi says before, that this advice is like Urim Tumim. It means like this, if somebody would have asked Urim Tumim right now, what to do, how to get rid of David, they would come the same answer. ויאמר אבשלום, ויאמר אבשלום, קרא נגע מחושי הערכי, so Avshalom tells, Achitofel, let's call another person, his name is Hushai Arki, that was sent by David HaMelech as a spy to Yerushalayim, that he is on the side of David HaMelech, he is pretending that he is on the side of Avshalom, and Avshalom, he was known as a smart person as well, but Avshalom decided he wants to hear him as well. Yishmael Mamet Hivgamu said, let me hear what he says. So you don't have to hear him, why you have to hear him? He said, let me hear what he says. Hushai went to Avshalom, and Avshalom allowed the more, and the last day he tells him what Achitofel advised, and I said, what do you think? We should accept the advice of Achitofel, should we run and chase David HaMelech right now and kill him? What do you say? Hushai Avshalom, lot of advice, Hashem Tavtov. This time, that's the first time, the Midrash says, that he says, he claims that the advice is not good. Of course, it's a very good advice according to Avshalom, according to Achitofel. But Hushai, this person said, no, he said, this time only, it's the wrong advice. But Yom Hushai, that's what he tells him. Hushai is explaining why Achitofel is wrong. He says, Asaya Dada, you have Shalom, you know, et Avicha, your father, et Anashav, et his people is surrounding him. He goes, the very, very big heroes, and they're upset, and they're very upset at you. Hey, Makedov Shakul Basadeh, like a bear that lost his child in the field, that he is crazy. First of all, you have to understand that your father will never stay and dwell among the people. Hey, he's hiding in a pit or in one of the places. If you're going to go and attack them, Shama, the person that everybody's going to hear, first of all, it's going to say, it's going to be a disaster in your army, because they're very brave and they're big heroes, and they're going to attack you. First of all, David HaMelech you'll never find, because he's hiding someplace, and it's going to be a whole confusion, and it's going to be like, that everybody's talking about, that your army is falling apart. He says, this question, who is he talking about? But even the person, according to Rashi, the person himself, that he is a very brave person, also he hears that the army is falling apart. He says, the army is falling apart, it's like a lion's heart that is melting inside. He says, the whole thing, the whole plan is down the drain. Everybody knows that the father is a very big hero, and whoever surrounding your father are very strong, it's impossible you go with 12,000 people right now and you win it. What do I advise? Sentence 11, Kiyati, that's what my advice. I think you should dress the whole Israel, what's called Tashmone. Dress everybody, the whole Kolam, not 12,000 people. And then you, Avshalom, should go along with him, and go and we search to find him, And that's not how we jump on him, Kashir Paul Tala Adama, like you do fall to the ground. But on top of Khunan Nashab, Asher Tukha Mechad, it's every day we're going to take everybody in him, be all of Israel against the people that are together with him. We don't know how many people are with him. The question how many is, for the 600, as soon as you can see, it's 2,000 maybe. But anyway, it's going to be all of us against him, and that's going to be the end of it. We're going to knock in the middle of the night, go look for him, and he's hiding someplace, and he's going to be attacked by ambush, but in the back, says that's not a good advice. If Meniri has said that Rabbi Elef is going to go to one of the cities, and he's going to hide, or if it's Chabel, Achad Harim, V'yishiu Kol Yisrael, Ha'ir Ha'ir Ha'Chavalim, he says they're going to go, all of Israel will go like with rope, or they're going to do something like a rope. V'yishachavnu otum ha'gazach ha'ashir lo nimtza Hashem gom tzor. We're going to go to pull him, and we're going to destroy the city, the wall of the city. We're going to take all the stones, everything, we'll destroy the city until we find it. Shalom, he says, not only Avshalom, Avshalom and everybody that listened to this thing, he said, that's much better advice. And this one says, Hashem Tiva, that's from Hashem. Tachitono was right 100%. This is something that Hashem changed the mind of those people to listen to Hushai Aki, that his advice was nothing but just a trick from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avshalom and his people not to accept, not to keep the vitamin. Hashem Tiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Lafer to change, to cancel the Tassaz HaChitofel HaTova, even though it was a very good advice, Levavu Ravi Hashem El Avshalom Et Arav. Here's because, the reason is because Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we say, wants to get rid of Avshalom.
So
that's
the reason. He was responding to David's prayer.
Right, but it doesn't say that.
Right. Who is this Hushai in
here? I don't know who he is. It's an old person that was a friend of David HaMelech, was a smart person, nothing special about him.
Oh, he was a friend of David.
But David HaMelech, yeah. He learned before he was a friend. A chaver shel David, but nothing special about him. But the whole trick, he's a spy. David HaMelech sent him to Yerushalayim. He told him, you go to Yerushalayim, you pretend you're Avshalom's friend, and he was known as David's friend. And Hushai, and then Avshalom just took him along and said, ah, this is just for me a flag that I'm winning against David HaMelech. Look, Achitofel is together with me. Hushai is with me. So David HaMelech has nobody around him. It's going to win everything.
What's the significance of the 12,000
versions? Well, the Midrash, it really doesn't the Midrash. Hashem says 12,000 that he meant, right. That he meant should be 1,000 per tribe.
Elef
Lamateh. That is what Chachamim said. I really don't know the bottom of it.
I mean, like, if
you
get the kingdom, then you go with all you got, you know, why limit it?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I know and I don't. So in the meantime, let's maybe say that Avshalom accepted the Hushai Aki. It means there's no 12,000 soldiers tonight, and Shem Israel Hayyar. So tomorrow we're going to do it. It means in the morning we're going to send a draft notice to all of Israel, a jihad against David HaMelech, to get rid of David HaMelech. In the meantime, Hushai went outside. ואם החושה על צדוק אל אביתר הכהנים, כזאת וכזאת יעשתם את אבשלום ותקני ישראל וכזאת שעשתי אני. חושי, that was a spy, went outside, and he meets the Kohen הגדול is צדוק, and the Yatar, that he used to be the Kohen הגדול, the old thing in Yerushalayim, next to the Chala, next to the Aaron with the Luchot, and he tells them, the Bot HaChitofel said, and how he cancels it, והתן, send the 16, he says, נא, please, שלחו מהרה. Send somebody quickly, והגידו לדוד למור, אל תן אל הלילה באבות המדבר. וגם אבות העבור, he says, don't sleep over tonight here. Run and cross the Jordan River. תן יבולה להמלך ולכל עם השטות, because they're going to draft all of Israel, you must run away. I don't know what's going to help right now to run away. It doesn't matter how many people David HaMelech has. We're talking about all of Israel, we're talking about millions of people. Millions of people. There are millions of people, and then maybe have a few thousand. So they won't have anything, but he tells him, don't stay over here tonight, because tomorrow is going to be an attack on you. Bahama Kifini Askafa Alecha. He says, run. Run, because they're going to come to look for you in the desert of Yudah, Midbar Yehuda. Run and cross the Jordan River, Tavu Tayazel, Nasa Dashini, and hopefully they won't find you right away. Okay? I don't know what's the big advice over here, but it means to, maybe to buy time. Maybe, I don't know exactly what they're planning to do. But that's the plan. At least do not stay wherever you are, because it's dangerous for you, because they're coming to attack you. They wanted to do it tonight, I postpone it for tomorrow. Right away, run away. What's going to happen tomorrow? כן, בגלל שהיא כולם בלילה. שהיא כולם יהיה הרבה יותר חיילים. אין לכם נאמי, לא יודע. The trick of it, huh? The trick behind it is what we spoke before. And so Moshe said it's nice, it's Arvit, we say Vuhur Achum. We start Arvit with Vuhur Achum. We don't start Vuhur Achum, not in Shacharit, not in Mincha. Why we say Vuhur Achum, not in Vuhur Achum, but Arvit? Why don't we say Vuhur Achum before Mincha? Vuhur Achum means, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy, Yechaper Avon Velo Yashchit, we forgive our sins, and will not destroy us. And so that sentence is always to say, it's always very good to say, why do we say Vuhur Achum only at night? The reason says the night time is time of din, judgment. Alayla yesh dinim. Both your most for chayta you are. Kol adinim balayla. That's what Yaakov Avinu said, see, tfilat arbit, reshut. The time of Gemara, tfilat arbit was not an obligation to do arbit. Because tfilat arbit is not so simple to pray arbit. Because the Shamayim, if we say, the gate in Shamayim is a little bit harder to penetrate in Arvit. Because it's the time of judgment. And at night, the person has to be more careful. So Arvit, we start, Behur Achum Yechaper Avon. It says, we start the Tfilah, that the Baruch Hu should forgive us, and should not destroy us in Shalom, because we need a special prayer in Arvit. We don't need it in Shacharit Mincha, because it's day time. In Arvit, we have to have more mercy that we need during the day. Was Ivansi, still is the Chafetz Chaim grandson, his name was Rabbi Gershon Zak. Chafetz Chaim grandson, he was very big from Chacham, the Yeshiva in Mansi. He didn't feel well. He didn't feel good at the hospital. He was in the hospital, they wanted to operate on him. So he asked his children to tell the doctors, please wait till the morning. He says, operation at night are much more difficult. I don't know if it's true or not. Don't take it personally. Operation at night, I didn't... Right? It's true or not? Sure. That's what Gershon, that's what Tani says. I said, if you have to go someplace, the Gemara says, if you have to go someplace, you should leave in the morning, don't leave at night. Olam yitzeh adam bechitov, yikanes bechitov. The Gemara says, you go on a trip, don't leave at night time. Try to leave in the morning. Lazov baboker, yikanes bechitov. And you see sunset, you see the sun is going down, get hotel right away. Don't continue at night time. I said, because again, Ari says, at night it is much more dangerous. Sakona. Dinim. It's judgment. And this Rav Gershon Zaks, when he was very sick, he took him to the hospital. I think he had a heart attack or something. He was a very, fairly, very young person. Hafez Konjenta was a big tzaddik, big genius person. He came to the hospital, he told his children, ask the doctor not to do anything tonight. If he can wait till the morning. Because tonight if you do something, I will die. The doctor said, no, he has to do it, and he died. I don't know if he died right away, but it was at night time. So that's really the whole secret behind here. But Achitofel said he wants to run at night, right now, at night. He said, at night he would catch the Melech on the spot. Hushai was smart, he said, tomorrow, Machar, כל עם ישראל לא יתפסו את המדבר הזה. עכשיו שני ישראל יתפסו אותו. Tonight first thousand will destroy the Melech. Because tonight is dinim. And he has a reason why he's doing this. With David HaMelech, if we may say, soon we'll see that David HaMelech really is in danger right now. In danger, they would overcome David HaMelech. This was Hushai. Of course he's saying David HaMelech is tired. But he says, tonight we have to do it. He said, now, 12,000 will do it. We'll do the job. Hushai said, let's wait till the morning. In the morning it's all over. David HaMelech is going to run, he's going to cross, and in the morning he's going to start the war, so no more judgment on David HaMelech. So you'll see why in a minute. And it's going to be the end of it. At least what really cancels the advice of Achitofel, because it's going to be postponed for the morning. Because the night is very dangerous for David HaMelech. with your permission, so Hushai is telling Tzadok and Eliyatar HaKohanim to go right away to notify David HaMelech that he should not stay in the desert and he should cross the Jordan River to the other side because it's going to be an attack.
I have a question. Why is it danger for the Mirdas, not for the Mirdas?
Yes and no. It means like this. If somebody is being chased, it means that he is in danger. אם יש סכנה, אם יש סכנה, to say תהילים את נייט, הרים סייד נייט, to say תהילים את נייט. The reason is because there's night. I mean, if it's a routine thing, that you have a custom to say תהילים every day, and you meet during the day, the הרים סייד, after ערבית, it means after sunset, מה אתה אומר? After sunset, הרי אומר לא להגיד תהילים. If you say it, just for the purpose of saying תהילים. But if חס ושלום, somebody is there, תיק מישהו חולה, או חס ושלום, יש איזה צהרה, Ari said also at night you can say. But the power of Tehillim is the morning. Because morning is time of kindness and mercy. And also noontime. Balayla, it means the gate of Shamayim have more difficulties to be opened. So Ari said if you just say Tehillim for the sake of Tehillim, says Ari, do not do it.
But if you say it, can you say it
after midnight? After Chatzot Yom. After midnight already there is no more Dinim. After midnight the Shamayim already open. Let's call Tikkun Chatzot. difficulties to penetrate to Shemayim. כאן שאדם לומד חומש, אומר הרי, או תנ"ך, להגיד מפרשים. לא להגיד רק את החומש לשניים מקרא, לא להגיד. אומר, זה לא עולה לשמיים. זה פנטרי. So the trick really behind the two חכמים said, the trick is of חושי הקי, he doesn't want to write. It's not only because he wants to prepare the prayer, he doesn't want this war to take start at night time, because David would have lost right away.
Is there also an idea there during the kind of meetup of that night that if you do something like reading to them or learning that it could actually, if possible that it could count against you?
Against you?
That it could turn?
No.
Just because I know by Tichot, at least for Ashkenazim, when some people try to say early at night or whatever.
Yeah. Because some Midot you don't say, that's the same concept. Let's say Tichot you should say after midnight.
Right.
Because before midnight you say Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Bechanun, it doesn't penetrate. Because it's time for judgment.
Right.
So Kel Rachum Bechanun starts on midnight.
So something that we could cause for someone to come against you, but it definitely won't work.
Only against you, won't penetrate. That's the question also goes according to the time of Israel, the time wherever you stay. The Machloket Baal HaTanya and Ramak. It's not so simple. That you know, Master Avadia said himself in the book, in the first edition, right? And in Chutzlars, Yolat says Lichot much earlier than Chatzot. Because Chatzot means time of mercy. Time of mercy is being tested in Israel, not in America. Since when Hashem goes in Gan Eden, Gan Eden is in Israel. It's Machlok with Ramak about Chatzot. השאלה אם יש חצות בשעון מועדי שבכל מקום שאתה נמצא?
12 בלילה?
זה 12 בלילה בערך, 12, לא בדיוק, זה חצי. שחרר זה קצת, יש 12. אבל השאלה אם זה הולך לפי חצות של ישראל, או לפי חצות שנמצא בכל מקום. זה מחלוקת בעל התניא והרמק.
וזהו, חצי שעה פה, חצי
שעה. יש כאלה שאומרים שזה הכל לפי ישראל. לכן בחוץ לארץ, יש כאלה שמחוץ לארץ צריכים לחכות עד חצות הלכתיכות, אפשר להגיד הרבה לפני כן. זה הולך לפי חצות של ישראל. 7 hours, yeah. Right. Sentence 17 is bringing permission. So that's the advice that Hushai Aki gave, and he told the two Kohanim, Tadok and Abiatar, that they also send his sign for David HaMelech. He tells them, send immediately messengers to David HaMelech. Let David HaMelech know that he has to run away. Okay. ויונתן ואחימאת, יונתן ואחימאת are the children of Tzadok and Eviatar. They staying over there as well in Yerushalayim, and they're ready to go and relay a message to David HaMelech. Omdim ben Roger, they're staying in a bet in Roger, and they're waiting to get a message. ואחר שבחה בגדליים, one of a sudden the lady went, a maid that was sent by Tzadok and Eviatar, בגדליים, she told them the message from the parents, from the fathers, to go and to tell David HaMelech, והם ילכו ויגידו למלך דוד. They're going to go and tell David HaMelech, כי לא יכולו לראות לו בעיר, they could not come into the city. So they're staying in Roger, outside the city, they're getting a messenger, the שפחה, the maid, השפחה הולכת, היא הולכת לספר להם את ההחלטה, מה שהולך להיות, and they're going to tell David HaMelech, להגיד למלך, תברח מהר לעבור את הנהר, go run, cross the Jordan River. והיה רוצה נער להגיד אבשלום, all of a sudden a person over there, a spy, stands up over there, a boy stands up, and he sees all two people running, and says, ah, they know something, and he runs to Avshalom, he tells Avshalom, the two spies, there are two spies running, שני מרגלים בורחים. ויחו שניהם הערה, they ran, those two boys run quickly, אחימאת and יונתן, ועברו אל בית איש בבחורים, ולא בערב החצרו וירדו שם. They go over there, and they come to a person, and the person has a well in his yard, יש לו בערב החצר, they jump into the well. They already feel that Avshalom is chasing them. Avshalom is sending his commando Shamir, or commando Chafaferet, all those fancy names, the Israeli army, the Mossad. They're all chasing now those two people. They want to see where they're going, because they must be spies, the Kanelem Razrim, or they want to catch them. So they're running away, and they're running away, and they jump into a well in somebody's backyard. ותיקח האישה, a lady comes. אני לא יודע. ותיקח האישה, אתה יודע מי? David, you know?
אני אספוק about it. או שהוא עונה לכם רבי.
You got to visit the right story. You won't believe the story. You won't believe the story. על הכל. You won't believe the story. So you meet them inside the well, and then and the army, I don't know how many of Absalom's army looking for those two spies, they're looking for the spies, they jump into the well in somebody's backyard. The lady over there, she took immediately a sheet or a piece of fabric. She put right away on the top of the well a piece of fabric to cover it, present. Some present למעלה לחצות את זה. But השתה חלב הריפות on the top, she also took some grain, some seed flour. She sprays all around right away. No, 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 but you can't tell nothing. They're inside the well, and the well is covered, and now you don't know where they are. Finished the inside. Camouflage. Huh?
Good camouflage.
Huh? Camouflage. Yeah,
camouflage,
yeah. You don't know where it is. Camouflage is
already
camouflage. But Abu Abdi Avshalom al Aisha Baita, so immediately the army, Avshalom army is arriving, they saw them into the house. It says, ויאמרו, היה אחימאת ויונתן, they already know them. They recognize them, they know the names, they know they have their identity, they're going to catch them. It says, where are the two boys, אחימאת ויונתן? ואתה אומר, אישה, עברו מגחה למים, they jumped over this, the water over this, a little bit of, they said like a little spring, like a spring or like a...
String.
Hmm? No, I think it's... No, it's not a spring. It's like
a... That is nice. Body of water.
Yeah, but there's a special name for it, I don't remember now.
A brook?
A brook, yeah. Chazak Baruch. It's a brook. Mabruk. Mabruk. No. You came too early. You can't leave.
Where's the brook?
נהר קטן. She tells them, היא אומרת לחיילים, יש פה איזה נהר מאחורי הבית, הם קפצו מאחורי הנהר. So they jumped over the brook. So עבדי אבשלום, they were sure they went around, ולא מצאו משהו לירושלים, they came to Jerusalem. Very nice.
Rabbi, why did she do
it? First, we have to know who is the lady.
That's right.
We need to know who is the lady. Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet. What time am I supposed to finish?
Not now. Well, you have at least
15
minutes.
Why the whole story is here anyway in the Tanakh? For what? What difference does it make? I mean, the Tanakh, if you understand, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Jules Verne. It's not New York Times. It's not New York Times. Why it's written? Who needs the story? Who needs? I don't know, tell me a story that Avshalom is chasing him, okay. I have to say that the two people jump into a well and she covers the well. Who cares about it? So the pest, 10 to 21, those soldiers, Avshalom's soldiers went back to Yerushalayim. The two people came out from the well. They went to David and removed David. Kumu, said David, please hurry up. Ibu meira et amayim. Jump quickly across the Jordan River, Achitophel said he's going to go over, but you should know the Hushai Akiv postponed and delayed the attack on you. Run, cross to the other side, do not stay over here because they're going to come in the morning. Yaakov David v'chol ha'am asher ito, v'yavru et ha'yardim, they cross the Jordan River, ad or ha'boker. See, judgment is going to be finished now, it's going to be morning. עד אחד לא נעזר אשר ואתה אין anybody pass ברוך השם question how many והחיתופל ראה by the way the Navi says he should know החיתופל was right 100% he already knew that the whole thing is falling apart even though חושי עקי said it dressed לגייס את כל עם ישראל החיתופל היה חכם said no the whole thing is a downfall that's the end of it נגמר מה יהיה החיתופל knows he knows everything he says דוד המלך is going to win דוד המלך is מנצח זה לא יעשו כבר כלום. He knows everything exactly what's going to be. He says, אחיתופל knows, כי לא ראה כבר נשאר את התור, he knew that he didn't take his advice, לחבוש את החמור, right away he packed up his donkey, ויקום הלך לביתו אל עירו, והייתה ביתו אל יחנה כי hung him קצת. ויעמוד להיקבר בעיר קבר דוד. He knew already that the whole thing is over, דוד המלך is going to come back, he's going to kill him anyway, he's a dead person. Committed suicide. The reason, some Chachamim say there is no Olam Haba. Some Chachamim say the reason he did it because the Gemara says Harugei Malchut Rechusham LaMelech. That wherever the king kills, he is
he couldn't, but that's halakha, the law is
if the king kills somebody because this person deserves death, all his fortune goes to the king. And they say that Achitophel was very rich, and in case he didn't want his fortune to go to David HaMelech, so if he's gonna, I don't know if it's only to Samim, he has other children, but since he's going to commit suicide, it means David HaMelech didn't kill him. He didn't kill him, David HaMelech, his fortune is going to go to the king. I don't think he's going to get the money. If David HaMelech got the money, he's going to get the money. That's what Chachamim say. Okay, but anyway, the Navi only wants to emphasize, that Achitophel was right 100%. Since David HaMelech is not going to be chased tonight, he packed up his donkey and said that the thing is over, Avshalom is dead. David Bamachanaima, David came to a place Machanaim, Avshalom Abarat Yadin, who will call Ishmaelimo. In the meantime, Avshalom is chasing already in the morning, he's coming already with all of Israel, driven everybody. In the meantime, ואת המסע שם אבשלום תחת יואב על הצבא, יואב, that was the chief of staff by David המלך, was now, is not anymore the chief of staff, אבשלום appointed his brother, המסע. אז הוא איזה המסע? מסע בן איש ושמו יתרה ישראלי אשר בא אל אביגיל בת נחש אחות צרויה עם יואב. איזה קאזין? He's a cousin of David HaMelech. Amasa, nothing. There's nothing to worry about him. He's clean, Amasa. He's going to get killed soon, but right now he's clean. Avshalom hired him, and he has no choice even not to say anything, because Avshalom is going to kill him. you don't have to take him to Washington to make an investigation on him in order to say that he's not capable, who knows how dirty he is. This guy is a very clean person, Amasa, and he has an appointment by the president of Shalom to be the chief of staff. He cannot say, I don't take the job. He don't take the job, he dies.
He could say he has an illegal marriage.
He can say that, yeah. But they're going to kill him anyway for that. So now the Nabi tells us that Amasa was hired. Amasa was hired by Shalom, he is the new chief of staff. By the way, Nabi wants to tell you who is Amasa. What do you have to know is Amasa? What do you have to know? Amasa is very Benish Ushmo Itra Israeli. It says his father is a very important person. It's called Benish. And this guy, Itra Israeli, he married Abigail. Who is Abigail? She is the daughter of Nachash, of a snake. Who is Nachash? Ishai. She is a sister of Truya. I mean, Amasa is a cousin of David, is a cousin of Yoav.
But I thought Ishai was a very righteous person.
Ishai died with no sin, says the Gemara.
So why would they call him Nachash?
They call him Nachash because he died only because of the snake.
They
killed him Nachash. Right. The Gemara said Ishai, the father of David HaMelech, lived 400 years. He had been 400 to him. The Gemara said he died with no sin. The Gemara said, why did he die? The Gemara, four people died with no sin. Binyamin, Ben Yaakov,
Kilab,
the son of David,
Amram.
Amram, Moshe's father, and Ishan. He says, Amram met to be a Tiosh of Nachash. Says the Gemara, four people died because Gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the snake convinced Chava to eat from Esadat, so you have to die. Otherwise, the woman will die. They died with no sin.
So why would they die and the people who didn't die?
Some people didn't die, right.
They had sin.
No, the people that didn't die because they had a very big zechut to go directly to Gan Eden without death.
Yeah, but why were they better than the people who died with no sin at all?
Right, why they died. I don't know why they died. The Gemara said they died because of the sin of the snake. It's Hasin of Chabai Menu. What is this over here? What is the term now? Nachash before the... Somebody would ask you, I says, David HaMelech has a right to leave, then says, no, he has no right to leave. And it was good to kill B'chazim. I says, if you remember Adam HaRishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon all the generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirah Adam HaRishon every generation called door, he showed him David HaMelech born and dead on the spot. And he decided to give him 70 years. Right, he decided to give him 70 years. Then the Medra says he regretted it. Adam HaRishon, itcharet. I don't want to give him this one. So why you don't want to give him? Because he doesn't behave. Because when he saw the video of David HaMelech, he says, not to this one. Hashem said, too late for you to get back, but David HaMelech has no life, says the Midrash. Says the Zohar, that Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, each one, kol echad mehem tarav yachshanim David HaMelech, and David HaMelech is alive because of Abraham Yaakov, not because of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon regretted it, but Hashem, I don't want this guy. Hashem said to him, it's too late for you to go back on your offer, but I'm not going to give it to David, but you don't get it back. He lost. Adam HaRishon lost 70 years of his life. Again, those things they were never given to David HaMelech. Why Adam HaRishon had regretted it? Because David HaMelech did not behave, so it's Bathsheba.
Adam HaRishon
behaved? Oh, yes. He doesn't have to support somebody else, doesn't he? This is not politics. He doesn't want.
גם יוסף נתן.
לא. אברהם נתן יעקב כתוב בזוהר. מה כתוב יוסף? So, that is the gift. If you remember the story, if you know, we all do know, the story started with Chava. With Chava. And Chava committed Adam Rishon. First Chava ate, committed that, then she committed Adam Rishon. It means, if we may say, Chava was tempted, and if we may say, did not listen to her husband. Because the first lady did not listen to her husband. Not the last, one, but this was the first one. The Midrash said she forced him to eat. He did not want to eat. I mean, the Baratum said she forced him, she hit him with a stick. He said, you better eat. So really, Chava is to blame. The Gemara says, he kept on the Rosh Olam. That's why she got in the mitzvah, the Katnerot, the Shabbat, says the Gemara, because she is the one that's blamed, like turning off the light on the universe. But he said like this. Of course, David HaMelech is Adam HaRishon. He's Gilgul Adam HaRishon. And Bathsheba is Gilgul Chava. Bathsheba is Gilgul Chava, and David HaMelech really is supposed to marry Bathsheba, but not in the way that he did, of course. Ela Shachala Pagah, the Gemara said, it's too early what you did. She'd have waited, Uriah would have died anyway, and then he would marry her. But she just sent Uriah to the front, you killed him, and you grabbed her, Chilul Hashem. I said, really, that's what Adam HaRishon said. He doesn't want to donate any years of his life to this person because that person really doesn't deserve to live. He's a parasite. And that's really the whole story over here, says Ali. That's really the whole story. Also, David HaMelech is going to be chased by Absalom. He's almost dead, because he has no life. He really has no life. And that's what the Adam HaRishon saw. He has no life. So the whole story that you see over here, it's fiction. I mean, it's imagination, because it's not a thing. David, not a thing. He wasn't born at all. He was born because the Adam HaRishon decided to give him some life, but really he doesn't deserve to live. Now, if you really don't behave, of course you don't deserve. So it means you're dead. Since you're dead, you have Shalom existing, but he's going to kill you. But Shalom is also not the right person, because Shalom is a snake. It's a sneaky, it meets the snake, and it's really what the Achitofel says, he's going to kill him, because Shalom is a part of the snake, says David. A person can have a snake, like Esav was a part of the snake, if you remember. Avshalom is a part of the snake, not only Avshalom, Ariel said Uriah was a part of the snake as well. It's not the best name in the world to call somebody by the name of Uriah. It was a snake, says Ariel, Uriah was the snake. Snake, if we say married Bathsheba, if you remember, I'm sorry, married Chava, touched Chava, it says Uriah was the snake. As well as Avshalom is the snake. When he is coming to bite David HaMelech, or let him choke David HaMelech. David HaMelech has something to do with it. But it goes even further. It goes much further, but I don't know if I'll get to it right now. One of the reasons they say there's a story in the Tanakh that doesn't sound right. This is the first chapter in Sefer Melachim that we read the Haftarah, Parashat Chayei Sara. V'melech David Zaken Baba Yamim. Sounds like it's a very sensitive story. David HaMelech is called all the time, and they get a girl over there to be next to him all the time. I says, "V'melech lo yoda," but David HaMelech never married her. Ari says, "What's behind it? What's behind this story? This sensitive story." Ari says, "Since David HaMelech is Gilgul Adam HaRishon." Adam HaRishon was not behaving, and he was not supposed to marry Chava until Friday night. He got married Friday afternoon. And Adam HaRishon was brought to him Chava, he was not supposed to marry her. He was supposed to go to 47th Street, buy a ring, buy some jewelry.
Where they got witness?
The witness of Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, Adam from HaKadosh.
When did the first
Shabbat
come and when the second one?
It's in the middle. It's afterwards. The Gemara and the Midrash both say את הקדוש ברוך הוא married אדם and חווה, and מלאכי השרת was a witness. But אדם הראשון was not supposed to go with חווה אמנו as a wife yet till Friday night. Because he married her before Friday night. This is what the Torah says, the snake saw it, they got married, and the snake was jealous, and the snake came and tempted Chava, and convinced her to eat from it. Then Ari says, Chan David HaMelech, and when he's 70 years old and he's about to die, and says, now he's very cold, they bring him a beautiful girl, he said, I don't marry this girl. I don't, not because I'm old, because I control myself. על קונטרול, אני מרזיק את עצמי לכפרה מה שאדם הראשון לא יכול להביא את עצמו. אדם הראשון קודנת קונטרול את זה. הוא זנת תפוס את מרח הבא until Friday night. זה דוד המלך, זה זרי, that's the secret of the הפרה, that he controls himself with אבישה גשונמית, even though she was a beautiful girl, and he had the right to marry her by divorcing her another girl, another wife, or by having her as a פילגת, she don't need a כתובה, he doesn't do it, הרי says it's a כפרה. On the sin of Adam HaRishon, because the Melech is Adam HaRishon. Right, that's exactly what it was. That's when it's a kapara now. That's why, at the age of 70, he's doing this, so it's a kapara for Batsheva and Adam HaRishon for Chava. Because Chava and Batsheva is exactly the same thing.
But it isn't it for a 70-year-old man to resist
it.
It's easier than for a young
man. No, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. The Gemara was very strong. The Gemara says no. Says the Arriva like this. Who is this lady here? Who is this lady? They put a tablecloth on the top. Says the Arriva. It's said here in the Gemara. It's the Gemara. It's the Gemara. I'm sorry, it's a Midrash. It says, where was the place? The Navi tells you. Where was the place? It says, where was? It says, Bachurim. Ish Bachurim. Who is Bachurim? His name is Shimi Ben Gera. Shimi Ben Gera is from Shevet Binyamin. That he is against David HaMelech. He is the first in David HaMelech 2 weeks ago in the Shiur. He is the one that throwing stones at David HaMelech. He's the one that's throwing sand at David HaMelech. He said, shame, shame on you, Ish Adamim. He's cursing him. He said, you know why he's cursing him? Because he deserves, David HaMelech deserves the curse. Because he's like Adam HaRishon did not do what he had to do, and that's why he's chasing him, Absalom is chasing him. Ah, those two people, they're going to save David HaMelech. He said, Yonatan Achimat. They are the ones that are going to save David HaMelech. They're running. He said, the army is after them. They jump into the well. He said, what's my name? He said, I'm the wife of Shimi. It says, you, the wife of Shimi, what you got to do is either to throw them stones downstairs or to call the police, give them to the police. Instead, she does the opposite of her husband. So the Dikun Chava says, Darish, she doesn't listen to her husband. She saves, really, that if somebody is going to ask you, how the Remelech was saved? By a lady. By which lady? The wife of Shimi. The one that her husband is against David HaMelech, cursing David HaMelech, stoning David HaMelech, throwing sand on David HaMelech, she has raised her husband. The Dari, that this is really the Midrash there, that since she did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in the time of Haman, that Mordechai and Esther are the grandchildren of this lady. The Midrash, since this lady saved two, the two of the people who are going to redeem us, Mordechai and Esther, are the grandchildren of this lady.
Wow.
It's because this lady, says Zari, did not follow her husband. And this is why David HaMelech is in the end, he's not going to kill him right away, because he really owes him the whole thing, because his wife saved him. Zari, that this is really what the Navi wants to tell you. The Navi wants to tell you that here the lady is doing the tikkun, that the lady has the mercy, the lady is going to save David HaMelech, the lady doesn't follow the instructions of her husband. And this is really, this is the plan over here by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see what's going to be. And says this David HaMelech is suffering and running away because of the sin of Batsheva and of Chava Imenu, and then this lady is going to fix the sin of Chava Imenu. Says Nabi says the end, if you see sentence 27, says, Vayichavo David Machanaima, David arrived in the middle of the war to Machanaima, he's hungry, there's no food. He says, Shovi Ban Ben Nachash, another snake. This is why he said already snake before.
Wow.
He says, another snake. What's that snake? Merabat Ne'amon, a person from Arach, from Rabat Amon, we don't know what it is exactly. Achlok in Hashem, Achim Ben Amil Milo Davar, from nobody, Vivartila Agile Merublim, Mishkav Besapot, the bringing David HaMelech, all kinds of things to eat. יותר חיטים, צורים, קמח, חולי, פועל, אדשים, בש, חמאה, צון, כל בקר, אלוהים, כל הלאה, זה דברות עם תוריד. It says, what do you mean, now he deserves food. Since this lady, says that he, did something, what we call, תיקון חווה ממנו, by not listening to her husband, not following him, just the opposite, to save those two people, now the תיקון חווה הראשון was fixed, but he knows it's going to be alive, this way, Achitophel is going to hang himself, and that's why the story of Achitophel is going to hang himself comes right after that story that this lady is going to save those two people. And says now they bring it to him to eat. And says like to fix the Raman Rishon that he ate without permission before what Hashem told him to eat. And so that, he says this is chitim. This is one of the things it says in the Tadat, that maybe it was the chita. He says that's what it is. That lady was spreading on this tablecloth seeds of grain of chitim, that is wheat. Why didn't Nabi tell you this? Because the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim says, Etadat was chita, was grain, was wheat. It says to tell you, to hint to you, that this lady did tikkun chava. He says, he didn't tikkun chava, David HaMelech is tikkun adam al-shon, he has the right to live. He says, he has to live. He has to bring you food to eat, he's going to win the war right away, and that's the end of the show.
Because he married, came the Satmar, and picked up Rome, the real Nats, and then Mariam, Rome came, Satmar Tamidah. He went to sleep, and he didn't wake up in the morning, and when he opened the Tamidah, he couldn't find the keys, and all to blame because he followed his instructions.
I didn't know the grandchildren. About time we have somebody collecting from Israel. We see a big Tzadikim here in Bnei Brak. There's the Kollel. And Baruch Hashem is going to Israel Yom Rabi. Please help Kol HaMosim Shemim Min HaShamayim.
Let's do it, guys. אדוני צבאות המן, מסתבן יעקב שאירה, אדוני צבאות, אשר אדם בוטה הרך, אדוני יושיע, מחניון קוראינו, יגדל ותקדש מרבה, לעדתי ולאחרותי ויוחנותי, מזבח בוקרים הקרים שהם, וחי יקום ויום יקום, חי יקום, חי יקום, חי יקום, חי יקום,
Amen.
אשר הולכים יוצא בלחיון ביהבת, על אומה ילוחים ועבדו, וכל דברכם הולכים שחייב ולעדותים את עצמכם, ויוצאו למבוש ועשתה לגעניך, וכיוון שלך וישריך, ונעצתי עשת בצדך, ובמתך ביחדת ושבעת, ושעברו לכם, ונותן לבכם בסרטם, ועבדתם ואוהים אחרים, ושתחבתם להם, וחלכם. אנשים שאתם צריכים ושמתם את דברי אלה על לבבכם ואנשיכם ושתם אותם ואות עדכם ואת אבות בניכם ולמדתם אותם את בניכם דבר בעם שבתך בביתך ותכבדי אפשר לכם קומך וכתבתם על מזוזותיך ושעייך למען בויים לכם ומלכם על האדם אשר נשבע אדוני לאבותיכם לתת להם כמי השמיים על הארץ ואדם שמדבר בניסי ומטריהם ועשו להם ציצית, הכפת ותהוב לאותם ונתנו, עשו לגלת לכם, ילכם, בציצית ותהוב, עשו שעשו בקורת עדנה ועשיתם אותם, ולא תתורו חייר בחיר בחייר לכם, אשר אתם זרים אחריהם, למען פסקל ובעשיתם מכל זאת האיש, ואתם קדושים לכם, אני אדוני אלוהים, אשר עושה דרכם ודוסיים, ויות לכם ואימי אדוני אלוהים. ואדוני אלוהים, ובאמת בבנת כזו וגם עליהם, ואדוני אלוהינו בן זאתו, ונחנו ישראל עמו קודם ומלכים על גדים ומלכים וכלעריסים, הנפחננו וכלנו וסלנו ומשלם גלמוד חולבי נפשינו, אשם נפשינו בחיים, ולא תענן מותק ורבדכן עמומות אוהבינו, וגם כאן יעקושינו, הרי אין עושה לנו נשים וכמה רפעות ועושות, ומבטים ועד מהבנחם, המקל ובטוקו וחיי נשראים, ויוצא את עמו ישראל ותוכם מהעבדות לחיות עולם, המעביר ברב, בין זה ימסו בתותיהם וצורהם בסמאות דבר, ובנים גבוהתו שבחו בדרש ובכתו בלעשה כדוריהם, ושאיר נעשה לכאן ושאירה ושמחה רבה לנו כולם. מי חמוך בעלים אדוני, מי כמוך נדע בכדורת רוח ספרי, חרכותך אדוני אלוהינו רבנך הים יחד כולם הודו בבני חוביהם לאדוני דוחם בעיד. ונאם אל תפדה אדוני שעגוב ונאלו ותחוזן בוכתה אדוני יאי ישראל נשכי בן אבי ישרום עבדים ותלחית ושלום ופוס עלינו סוכה שלומך וסכנינו מוקד ועצת להבריך ושוינו מהרבע השמיך ויגן מעדינו לעשה מעלינו ותת אוהב ולחיד עשר ישראל הרע הרב יגור השם מגיף עשיבו ועשר סתם מלפנינו ואחרים ושוכר לפנת עשרינו שמול תתנו בין רחית ושלום מעצר ועד עולם כי ישבינו מסיני עצר מכל הדברה ומסעד על הבוחצה אדוני שומת עמו ישראל עד אמן כתבי אבית קדש מרבה עמדי ולאחר ותהיה ויחותיה ושלח בקנה וקרם שיר וחי יחום ויום יחום חי דחוב ותסיים על הרוגמה קריבים אמן ושמרתם עברה سلام عنهم يا برق مشتبه بالثابت وما بتنسيدها قريب لا شميد كتاب يكو إلا إلا بكوب بختان شيء أساد شعتا من حرطات أبي عام أبي موامين ایشه مادونا می بورا خنه اتا زادودم از احشه غالو بو بولا شه مادونای رام اکو ایم آنا شم که برو آنا دو نیلم ادیشم خواه بی خول آریس کداب کداش می ربا عامدی بر آخر و تیه بیم خود تیه بس وحبو کنه بکاریم شه به حالی خون رو بیومی خون بحید خون بکی سایم بعد را بزمان کریم بیم و امین صباح بالصواب ما بدنا سيدا عليه الصلاه والشمه دي تشابري خو علم كو بخطا شي راك تشبي عتا بن حمت ادم بعام ابيهم صباح سر وتا باو كان عن صوت هون باو تو هون دي خوب دي سي كل ابو نبي سن يا غير عاب مؤمن شمر ابا نشو يا حبيبي صباح بالصواب بن حمام سيد بابا كو اقول سفرا يا بابا سلام وك عمو سيد مؤمن ان شاء الله ما ابو رحمه راشي شمالين وباكل عمو سيد مؤمن جيرمالو کد سایم علی علی من راضی از این میادون حالت شما این و آل سایی تینا مادون خیلی شو بگا هنو رو یه نوگو ایشن شما این سایی آتان شو یه خیلی سر خیلی میکا یه من مشکل مشکل که بحیر لعظم ایش مخیر مکر ایش مطمئن شیخ آدم ایش مستقا و یه خیلی مرتبه عدولم بتقدر شمره با مدیرات و تیب و تیب اصلاح و کنه به کرم شهر حی خوام بیام خوام حید خواب دی سعیب علا زمان قریب مومن مالان عامیات برقت شبه به سعاب به تمام نشه زر قلعه اطلاع شمید بچرا بریخو لعیل مکور بخطر شیعتات شبعتا به همتا در عام عبی مومن ایش مرا با می شمعی حیین در سبع بیشو عب نحمات و زبا فوا بگلا بسی حب خبرا در عب سران کل عمو اسرائیل مومن اشیش مرمان خوب رحمت اشیش معلین وکر عمو اسرائیل به مومن بای خود عبو مهم برا
Possibly he's got a rating too, it's like 79th in the world or something, I don't know. But as they host, they have a server and he has the station on there.
How's
your business work? It's still one of the stocks that the sister company is, we had them going up a little bit, so maybe that'll help out.
Oh, what happened to that? No, I couldn't go.
No, he said he can't. He said he can't tomorrow. He said, no, he's not going to go. So, Tabriva is a truck now.
I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go
Forum Prospect Cairo and the Tempest Sea on Play 3, Conference and Prospect Forum, Spanish, and Body 1, and by National Construction Center on 1 February 7th, 7th. With these contests, welcome now the official tent and wind back to the 40th and the 12th and 15th.
You can make all you can about their secondary being beat up and things like that, but they're